are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
Our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Rounds Financial and May Adam. And joining me this morning from the Pier and Fort Pier High School rodeo team, Jenna Kruger, Amber Roman, and Tristan Spencer. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today. And before we talk about the event, because you've got a great event coming up, a little bit about you, Jenna. What's kind of your favorite events when it comes to being part of the rodeo team?
Well, I compete in barrel racing, pole bending, goat tying, and I also shoot 22 rifle for high school rodeo. But I'd have to say my favorite events are rifle and goat tying.
Yeah, they sound like a lot of fun. Amber, how about yourself?
I do barrels, poles, and goats, and my favorite's probably goats as well.
So what is it about the goats that's just so much fun? It sounds, and I've seen it a little bit, it's just a fun event.
It is. I don't know what it is about it. It's just really enjoyable to, it's a lot of teamwork between you and your horse. And then you also not only just pushing your horse, but you push yourself in goat tying too.
Very cool. And Tristan, how about you? What do you do? And what's your favorite?
I steer wrestle. I tie down calves and I team rope, and steer wrestling and calf roping are my favorite.
I can understand. Yeah. That's again, you know, working well with your horse and just trying to do it as quickly and as efficiently as you can.
Right. Right.
And, you know, you raise funds throughout the year because your season starts here soon. What types of things do you use the funds for?
So each year we try and donate some of the money that we raise. So this year we donated money to Remy Brunson's family as they lost their little girl Remy this year due to muscle dystrophy. And so we donated money to their family at their unexpected loss. And then each year, each of us kids get some of the money to help pay for our rodeo fees and our travel money, because it does get expensive between entry fees and diesel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were talking beforehand. There's a lot of travel. You really have to go wherever the events are and do the qualifying, especially if you want to move on to the state competitions. So you've got an event coming up here we want to let people know about. Tomorrow is a pasta dinner, and you've got a silent auction going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the spaghetti feed, it's kind of always been happening. It's at the Casey Tibb Center. We have a silent auction, kind of a buffet-style spaghetti feed, and you just come down, visit, and maybe win some stuff.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing. I mean, it's a great meal, and for $10 a plate, that's not bad at all. And if folks want to be able to partake but they can't stay, you can get them to go, right?
Yeah, we can bring it to the Casey Tibb store for you guys.
Fantastic. So that way they can still help out the team and enjoy the dinner. What types of things are part of the silent auction? It sounds like you've got some really cool stuff.
We put together some Easter basket type items. There's a gardening basket. Divine Aesthetics donated a $50 gift card. Dare to Dream Equine donated a basket of goodies. I think there's a kids basket that's put together too, along with Sioux Nation donated, Ludeman Fencing donated, and we had some other businesses in town donate.
Wonderful.
Prizes.
Yeah, so when you come by to grab some dinner, check out all the auction items and get your bids in, and that's another way they can help out the team.
We do have silent auction items posted on our Pier Fort Pier Rodeo Team Facebook page also, if you wanted to look ahead of time.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, take a little sneak peek and figure out what you want to get your bids on. All right. Well, the season's just around the corner. What, near the end of April, you get the season going again, right?
Right. The season kind of runs from the end of April through August, and then after that you can go do different rodeos in different places.
Well, very nice. Thank you for stopping in this morning. I know the event tomorrow is going to be really good, and best of luck as you get the season underway.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for joining me this morning. Jenna Kruger, Amber Roman, and Tristan Spencer, part of the Pier and Fort Pier High School Rodeo Team. Don't miss out on the pasta dinner and silent auction tomorrow at the Casey Tibb Center in Fort Pier. 5 until 7:30, so swing on by and support the team. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Rounds Financial and May Adam.